Da jeg satte mig for, at jeg ville lave et rejseradioprogram om Portugal, om Cascais-området, så var der én ting, som jeg var stensikker på, at jeg i hvert fald ville fortælle jer om. Nemlig et møde med et ganske, ganske specielt hotel. Der var mange af jer, der ved, at jeg tilbage i tiden har dækket Formel 1 i rigtig mange år, og i den forbindelse, så var det altså herligt, når man var til Formel 1 på Estoril-racerbanen, at kunne tage ud til kysten og opleve noget fuldstændig andet end den der larm fra bilmotorerne, som selvfølgelig er herligt, hvis man er til det, men det er altså også rart at få fri, eller ørerne få fri. Og det kan man altså ude ved Atlanterhavet. Meget, meget tæt ved det vestligste punkt på det europæiske kontinent, Cabo da Roca, der finder man Praia de Guincho. Og på toppen af Praia de Guincho, nærmest med fødderne ud i vandet, der ligger det, der i dag hedder Fortaleza do Guincho. Det er et hotel. Et hotel, som er noget af det mest unikke, jeg overhovedet kender. Det ligger mere eller mindre ude i Atlanterhavet. Og det er bygget som et gammelt fort på et sted, hvor der tidligere var et gammelt fort. Det ser ud som et fort. Og der har man altså etableret et femstjernet hotel. Og det er der, hvor jeg sidder i øjeblikket. Jeg kigger ud over bølgerne. Heldigvis er der nogle store ruder i vejen. Ellers kan det godt være, at jeg ville få saltvand i øjnene. Men det er der altså, men jeg kan kigge på det. Og jeg kan selvfølgelig også gå ud og opleve det. Jeg kan gå ned på strandene, og jeg har gjort det. Og det er en helt fantastisk oplevelse. Men når jeg gerne vil fortælle jer om det her hotel, så er det fordi, at hotellet ikke bare i form af dets beliggenhed, men også i form af hele det, som det står for hele det, det er noget ganske, ganske specielt. Og ved siden af mig, der sidder Petra Sauer. Hun kommer oven i købet fra Tyskland. Petra Sauer har været direktør på Fortaleza do Guincho i 11 år, har hun fortalt mig. Og hun er en af de dynamiske kræfter, som i dag holder det ved lige. Hun er direktør her, og selvfølgelig den, der sætter rammerne for, hvordan man driver hotellet. Nu slår vi over i engelsk, fordi Petra, hun taler også glimrende engelsk. Og jeg tror, vi er bedre til engelsk, end vi er til tysk i Danmark. Så lad os gøre det på engelsk. Petra, I have just told the listeners about my story about this fantastic place, which is situated here with the feet, so to say, in the Atlantic Ocean, which is situated very, very close to Cabo da Roca. And for me, it was a relax when I went to the Formula One races to relax in my ears, to go out here and listen to the sea and stay on this wonderful hotel. And now you are the manager of the hotel. Nowadays, I mean, last time, or more or less, I was here. I think I have been there a single time since then, but it was back in 96. When they still did the Formula One race and Estoril race circuit. Nowadays, the hotel has been, it's still the same, but it has been totally renovated and it looks great today. Much greater, I will say, than that at that time.
Thank you very much. We are still in the same location, that's true. It's a very unique location right in the ocean, on the beaches, near Cabo da Roca, near Estoril, near Cascais, near Lisbon. We are very far away from the noise of the city and the streets, and all the noise we have here are, thank God, only the waves of the ocean. And it's a hotel that's really on the beach, with a very beautiful view to the Atlantic, and surrounded by nature.
And when you're sitting in one of these terraces and balconies in front of the rooms, you can also manage this noise yourself. You can open for it and then you can get it in and you can feel it and you can get a little bit of salt water into your eyes and you can close it. And when you close it, then you feel this five-star atmosphere.
You do. You feel the atmosphere of the hotel. You feel the atmosphere of the nature around you. And it's very therapeutic. You have to relax by opening the window, by listening to that, you're automatically in a good spirit. You know, once you open the window and you let that air into your room, into your body, you feel good, you know, and it makes it nice to stay in those rooms.
And I can only recommend it, definitely, I only can. There's one thing which I originally always wondered about, and then I got the story, of course, the explanation, that is why is it possible at all to make such a building on such a place? I mean, I can understand that it's possible to make a fortress. It has a military purpose, but to change this fortress into a hotel, I mean, it seems like a little bit nonsense to me, but there's a story behind everything.
Yeah, there's even a story behind our nonsense here, which is a funny story. It's more the historical part, because the buildings were used for military purpose during many years. It was originally built in the 18th century, and then it was used for 50 years. Then it was abandoned for 50 years, since there was a very peaceful time then. Then it was another small war with anybody, so we needed to protect the coast, and it was put back in use. And at the beginning of the 20th century, it was really abandoned because there was no longer use for these kind of fortresses to protect the coastline between the Cabo da Roca and Lisbon. So they were sold in public auction, and at that point, Fortaleza do Guincho was part of that auction, and it was acquired by a private person, but still with the intention and the idea, and that's what we live still today, to maintain its original character, because it is very unique.
Og så blev det i øvrigt overtaget af en rigmand ude fra Macau, som jo var en portugisisk koloni. Og han regnede egentlig med, at han kunne bo på det her fantastiske sted her, som han kunne have det som sådan sit private domicil, når han nu var på de her kanter her. Men det fik han så ikke lov til af myndighederne, og det var meget godt, fordi så kom der et hotel ud af det. When you took over, and this was, renovated into a modern hotel, then you have a challenge, because the rooms are not so big, which you may normally expect in a five-star hotel.
That's true. Our rooms have a normal size. They don't have the typical grand size of the five-star hotels around us. And especially in Cascais, every year there's a new five-star opening, so there's a lot of competitors. But here we have the idea and the intention of selling an experience. So what I see from guests' comments and when I speak to them, and thank God I have the chance to meet most of them, the idea is not really the size of the room. The idea is the experience to have a good service, to sleep well, to have that sound of the ocean, a beautiful view for breakfast or a meal here, and leave as a friend. So it doesn't really matter what size the room has.
Tak for snakken til Petra Sauer, som er direktør for Hotel Fortaleza do Guincho. Hende vender vi tilbage til senere i programmet, hvor vi skal snakke om mad. Men inden da skal vi have appetitten på en mountainbike-tur i Sindrebjergene. Det får vi i det næste indslag. Men inden da skal jeg også lige fortælle, at hvis man vil se billeder, få værdifulde links og læse mere om det, vi oplever i Rejseradioen, og også genhøre dele af de tidligere rejseradioprogrammer, så kan det alt sammen findes på rejseradioen.dk, altså rejseradioen.dk.